This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
See, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to widen our understanding of ibadah. Once we do this, yes, our viewpoint about the whole world will change, and we will not have a narrow understanding of Islam. That narrow understanding of Islam is causing so much harm for us. Yeah? We neglected so many rights. We neglected so many rights because we believe that it is not a ibadah. Yeah? We neglected the rights of our parents. We neglected the rights of our families. We neglected the rights of our husbands. We neglected the rights of our neighbors. We neglected. Many of us think that being involved in politics is dirty because it stops you from doing ibadah. Yeah? Agree or not? Once Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard about a few people who left Al-Kufa and stayed outside Al-Kufa. Yes? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud went to them and he said, "What are you doing?" They said, "We are worshipping Allah Jalla wa Ala." He said, "What? Worshipping Allah Jalla wa Ala? Here?" Yeah? They said, "Yes." He said, "Then who is going to enjoin the good and forbid the evil? Who is going to do jihad?" He said, "By Allah, I will not leave until you leave." So he widened the scope of what? Of ibadah. That just doing, going in that place and doing tasbih, etc., etc., is not just ibadah. Ibadah is wider than that. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين بشيرا ونذيرا فصلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد Dear respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and it is really good to be with you today. And the topic that we are going to deal with is a very important topic. This topic is how to become a better worshipper. How to become a better worshipper of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Obviously, my dear brothers and sisters, the title of the topic is clear. It doesn't need much explanation. And the aim of it is clear. How to become a better worshipper of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And the answer, and in order to say that, do we really need to discuss this topic? Do we really need to discuss this topic? And the answer is yes, we really need to discuss this topic because actually all the prophets came to teach people how to worship Allah Jalla wa Ala. Alone. All prophets. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. We have not sent any prophet before you except to inspire him, to reveal to him that there is no God but Allah Jalla Ala, so worship me. وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. It was revealed to you that if you associate, and to all prophets before you, that if you associate someone beside Allah Jalla Ala, then all your deeds will be made void and null. And Allah Jalla Ala says to us in the ayah that we always quote, the ayah that is frequently quoted, and that summarizes the whole purpose of existence. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have created the jinn and ins for one purpose, which is what? To worship me. Allah Jalla wa'ala also says to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلِ اللَّهَ أَعْبُدُ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. Say that I worship Allah Jalla wa'ala sincerely. And also, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءُ وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. They were commanded to do one thing, which is what? To worship Allah Jalla wa'ala alone. And the ayat go on and on talking about what? That the purpose of the message of all prophets is to teach people how to worship Allah Jalla wa'ala. And to teach them how to become better worshippers of Allah Jalla wa'ala. And that was the main message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nothing but a prophet following the other prophets. And Allah Jalla wa'ala said to him, فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِي. You are a prophet, follow the seerah, the way of the other prophets. So, my dear brothers and sisters, that noble thing that Allah Jalla wa'ala made it as the main purpose for the message of all messengers and prophets he sent, we need to really understand it. And we need to see how we become better worshippers in order to what? In order to achieve two things. Subhanallah. Because someone might ask, why do we need to become better worshippers? And the answer is, once we become better worshippers, we will achieve the most challenging thing, which is achievement number one, which is what? We will attain the success in the Akhirah. We will attain success in the Akhirah. And subhanAllah, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah Jalla wa'ala summarized the reality of this life in one ayah. A number of ayat, but one comprehensive ayah really gives us an insight to the reality of this life. Allah Jalla wa'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Each soul will taste what? Death. Each soul will come to an end. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. And then what? وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. You will be rewarded for what you used to do when? At the day of resurrection. What is the reward that we are going to get? فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازِ. The one who was kept away from the fire of hell, yeah, and then admitted to paradise, فَقَدْ فَاز, he is really successful. He has passed the test. So this is the real test, which is what? How to pass, how to be protected from the fire of hell. How to protect yourself from the fire of hell. That's why when the Prophet ﷺ was commanded to give open da'wah, when Allah Jalla wa'ala said to him, فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ. فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ means declare the da'wah openly. The Prophet ﷺ, he went on as-safa. And he said to people, what? أَنْقِذُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ. Protect yourself against what? Against the fire of hell. Allah Jalla wa Ala said to us in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. This is our job, is to protect ourselves against the fire of hell, to protect our families. In fact, if we can, we need to protect the entire humanity from the fire of hell. So, when we worship Allah Jalla wa Ala, we will be successful in the Akhirah, which is the ultimate success. And subhanAllah, I always like to quote this hadith to remind myself and to remind my brothers and sisters. This hadith is an amazing hadith in Sahih Muslim. Yes, Anas ibn Malik said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُؤْتَى بِأَنْعَمِ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah Jalla wa Ala will bring a person who will be among the people of fire. But in this dunya, he was the best person, living the best lifestyle, enjoying the best lifestyle. This person, he will be in the fire of hell. Allah Jalla wa Ala will bring him and dip him for a few seconds in the fire of hell. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala will take him out of the fire of hell and Allah Jalla wa Ala will ask him, how did you find it? Allah Jalla wa Ala will ask him, have you ever enjoyed your life? Have you ever enjoyed your life? Then this person who enjoyed all of his life just because a few seconds in the fire of hell, what will be his answer? No. When? No. No. I have never enjoyed my life. Never, never, never. When? On the other side, Allah Jalla Ala brings another person who is about to go to Jannah. But he was living a very hard life. Very miserable life. He was tested in everything. In his health, in his wealth, in his children, in his future, in everything. And this person will be among the people of Jannah. Allah Jalla wa Ala will dip him for a few seconds in Jannah. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala will take him out and will ask him a question. Have you ever faced any hardship in your life? Have you ever faced any difficulty in your life? And what will be his answer? No? No? When? When? I don't remember. Just because of a few seconds in Jannah, he forgot all types of hardship. That's why, my dear brothers and sisters, the real success is the success of the Akhirah, the success of the Jannah. We have a limited time, otherwise we could have spoken about hellfire, and we have spoken about Jannah. But it is, subhanAllah, it is good to remind ourselves of the fire of hell. Allah Jalla wa Ala said in Surah Al-Hajj, هَذَانِ خَصْمَانِ اخْتَصَمُوا فِي رَبِّهِمْ فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا قُطِّعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّنْ نَارٍ يُصَبُّ مِنْ فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمُ الْحَمِيمِ يُصْهَرُ بِهِ مَا فِي بُطُونِهِمْ وَالْجُلُودِ وَلَهُمْ مَقَامِعُ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. Subhanallah, my dear brothers, subhanallah, these ayat are very strong in describing what fire of hell is. Yes, هَذَانِ خَصْمَانِ اخْتَصَمُوا فِي رَبِّهِمْ فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا the kuffar who will be dwelling in the fire of hell forever, Allah Jalla wa Ala will what? Will make for them, yes, clothes from fire. قُطِّعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّنْ نَارٍ. So their clothes, they will not be wearing normal clothes. They will be wearing what? Yes, a clothes that from fire, burning them day and night. Yeah, they won't be able to sleep. They won't be able to rest. They won't be able to breathe. They won't be able to take maybe 5 minutes. Yeah, break or rest. No. Not even 5 minutes. Subhanallah. Burning them from every single side. Thiyab, clothes. Yeah, not only that. يُصَبُّ مِنْ فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمُ الْحَمِيمِ. The boiling oil will be poured on their heads. And as a result, everything inside themselves will be melting down. يُصْهَرُ بِهِ مَا فِي بُطُونِهِمْ وَالْجُلُودِ. Yes? But as we know that Allah Jalla wa Ala will reconstruct them in order to what? In order to be punished again and again and again. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, and their bodies will be made huge. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dhirsul kafiri fi an-nar mithlu jabal Uhud. The tooth, yes, of the disbeliever will be made on the day of resurrection in the fire of hell, mountain of Uhud, in order to what? Yes, because if it is going to be melted down, if it is a small body, it will melt down, it will vanish quickly. No, it has to be made so big, so huge, and it should be made strong in order to what? To receive more and more punishment. And however, if it vanishes, then it will be what? It will be reconstructed again. And on the other side, Allah Jalla Ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَلُؤْلُؤَ وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ وَهُدُوا إِلَى الطَّيِّبِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. Subhanallah, on the other side, Allah Jalla Wa Ala will give the believers what? The best of clothes, the best of things. As Allah Jalla Wa Ala says, لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَشَاءُونَ. They will get whatever they want in Jannah. They will get whatever they want. So, in the other hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the last person will get into Jannah. The last person will get into Jannah. After a long story, he will get into Jannah. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala will say to him, what do you want? He said, after this, Ya Allah. Because he was either about to go to hellfire, or he was about in the fire of hell. And Allah Jalla wa Ala took him out of the fire of hell. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala put him next to the Jannah. Then you know the hadith, until Allah Jalla wa Ala put him in Jannah. And before that, Allah Jalla wa Ala said, if I put you in Jannah, don't ask anything else. He said, wallahi, I will never ask anything. After you put me in Jannah, khalas, what else I want? Allah Jalla wa Ala puts him in Jannah. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala comes to him, what do you want? He said, Ya Allah, are you serious asking me what I want? He said, yes. So he will say, Ya Allah, I want a big house. Okay, what else? I want a huge house. Okay, what else? With rivers running around it. Okay, what else? I want a beautiful wife. Okay, what else? Or the lady can say, I want a beautiful husband or my husband. Yes? What else? What else? What else? Then he will or she will start to remembering everything. Yeah? Like one boy one time said to me, Sheikh, is there YouTube in Jannah? I said, I don't know. I astaghfirullah al-azim. But what I know is that whatever you wish to get in Jannah, you will get it. You will get it. Yeah? So the person will try to remember anything. Then Allah Jalla Ala said to him, by the way, you forgot that. Oh yes, Ya Allah, I want it. And by the way, you forgot to have a big yacht. You know yacht? To travel wherever you want. Oh yes, Ya Allah, I want that. Okay, what about the biggest car? Oh yes, Ya Allah, I forgot that. Then he has asked Allah Jalla wa Ala everything, and Allah Jalla wa Ala reminded him of everything. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala said, happy? He said, of course, Ya Allah. Of course, after fire of hell, after that, anything will make me happy. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala will say to him, you will get that, and the double of it, and the double of it, until Allah Jalla wa Ala will count for him what? 10 times what he wanted in the first time. And this is what? The minimum person in Jannah. Subhanallah. This is the person who is getting the minimum in Jannah. That's why, my dear brothers and sisters, when we talk about how to become a better worshipper, yes. How to become a better worshipper? I need to become a better worshipper. Because this is Jannah, as the Prophet ﷺ said, it is two Jannah. Yeah? There are two Jannah from gold. And there are two Jannah from silver. The two Jannah from gold, everything in those two Jannah is from gold. Everything. Buildings, your clothes, the carpet, everything is from gold. And there are two Jannah, everything is from silver. Imagine how this Jannah will be. Subhanallah. فيها ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. Of course, I want to be a better worshipper. Now, after this, we can talk a lot about Jannah and Nar, my dear brothers and sisters, but because we have a limited time, the question is, how to become a better worshipper? In academia, they say that when you talk about a topic, you need to define the terms of that topic. The main word here that we need to talk about is what? Worshipper. Yes? How to become a better worshipper. So, what does it mean to become a better worshipper? What does worship mean? We mentioned, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ يَعْبُدُوا عِبَادَةً. What is worshipping Allah جل وعلا mean? Okay, I don't want to give you the answer directly. I want to give it to you indirectly. My dear brothers and sisters, how many times we spend praying on a daily basis? On a daily basis. Just on a daily basis. How many time we spend to pray? Five times. But how much time we spend? How much time we spend? 25 to 30 minutes. Yeah. Okay. The best of us maybe, right? He will just come early to the masjid, leave the last one. Yeah. Okay, maybe 1 hour. Agree? Yeah, 1.5 hours. And the rest of it? What are we doing? Dunya. Sleeping. Sleeping for how many hours? The best of us will sleep what? 5 hours, 6 hours. I'm not talking about those who sleep 8 hours, but 5 hours. 6 hours. Okay? And we'll spend 1 hour, 2 hours, what? Eating and drinking. Yeah? 1 hour. And we'll spend 8 hours working. Agree? So how come Allah Jalla Ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِعَبُدُونَ? And in reality, we are worshipping Allah Jalla Ala for 1 hour out of 24 hours. Is the question clear? Yeah, so either Allah Jalla Ala is asking us for something that we can't do, because we really need to eat, we need to sleep, we need to have fun with our wives, with our families. Agree? We need to work to earn money. So how come Allah Jalla Ala says, "Wama khalaqtu al-jinna wal-insa"? I did not create you except to what? To worship me. But you just worship me for 1 hour out of 24 hours? Can you see this? Yeah? So either Allah Jalla Ala commanded us to do something that we can't do, or we understood this or the meaning of worshipping Allah Jalla Ala wrongly. Yes? Which one? Which one we should go for?
The last one.
We cannot say that Allah Jalla wa'ala commanded us to do something that we can't do. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما أتى ما يريد الله ليجعل عليكم في الدين من حرج يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. Allah desires ease for you. Allah does not burden any soul with something that it cannot bear. Yeah? So Allah Jalla Ala knows that we can worship Him 24 hours a day. Subhanallah. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, this is the conclusion. And that's why the real meaning of worshipping Allah Jalla Ala is what? Yeah? Is as The worshipping Allah Jalla Ala, the best definition or one of the best definitions is what it was given by Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala when he said the word worshipping Allah Jalla Ala is a comprehensive term. It covers all what Allah Jalla Ala likes, whether actions, statements, yes, internal or external. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, in order to make it clear because of time, or clearer because of time, we need, please listen to this carefully, we need to differentiate between two types of ibadah. Yes, two types of ibadah. One type, I call it the listed ibadat. And the other type is what? The non-listed ibadat. Yeah? Is it clear? I don't know if you have heard this term before. Yeah? Okay. The listed ibadat are the specific ibadat that Allah Jalla wa Ala regulated them for us. Yeah? They are highly regulated by Allah Jalla wa Ala. What are those listed ibadat? Yeah? The five pillars of Islam and what is linked to them. So the shahadatain, the salah, the zakah, the siyam, and the hajj. These are what? Listed ibadat. And what is linked to them? Yes? What is linked to them? These are listed ibadat. Allah told us specifically how to pray. Yes? How to pray. He told us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what? Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray as you saw me praying. Yeah? You don't pray Maghrib 5 rak'ah thinking that 5 is better than 3. You will be what? Going against what Allah wanted, what Allah regulated, what Allah specified for us. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what? مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدْ. Whoever does something out of our way, he will have it what? Rejected. Yeah? This is one translation of the hadith. So, salah has been specified to us. When, where, how, why. The seven W's. That tell us exactly how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, why to do it. Okay? So they are heavily regulated. So we cannot change the when, the why, the where, the how. Yes, we cannot change it. Pray 2 rak'ah in this place, pray 2 rak'ah. Pray 3 rak'ah, pray 3 rak'ah. For Maghrib, pray 3 rak'ah. Witr, you do it 1, 3, 5, etc. Do it as Allah Jalla wa Ala wanted. Okay? Same thing with fasting. Yeah, we fasted from Fajr until Maghrib. Someone said, yeah, in winter, in northern countries, we fast what? 6-7 hours? Let us extend that to become until Isha. At least we feel that we really fasted. Okay, but 6 hours, yeah, and you eat late breakfast, it will be considered what? Sahur. And you just delay your lunch and khalas, fasting. MashaAllah. And while when we were in summer, we were fasting 20 hours. Come on. Okay, so let us extend the hours we fast. Or let us shorten the hours we fast. Or, as someone suggested, see, the Ramadan comes in sometimes in summer, sometimes it comes in winter. Let us have it when? In the middle. All the time. So you fast around 14, 15 hours. Can we do that? No. Why? Because this is one of the ibadat that we were instructed how to do them, okay, properly or in details. Clear? Same thing for Hajj. Yeah, we just came from Hajj. No one can suggest that we do Hajj in two different places. We change the day of Arafah, etc., etc. Clear? Agree, brothers? Agree, sisters? Sisters, agree? Yes or no? They disagree. طيب, they agree, inshallah. Okay. طيب, so these are, what do we call them? Listed ibadat. Heavily regulated in by Sharia. As the scholars say, the asl, yeah, the original principle in these listed ibadat is what? Don't do except if there is what? A dalil that tells you how to do, where to do, when to do, etc. So you cannot assume that it is good to pray, yeah, like this. La, you cannot assume. You cannot think that it is better to change the way of zakah. You cannot assume this. You cannot assume that it's better to change fasting, as we said. You can't. No. The original principle is what? Don't do. Subhanallah, these listed ibadat, how long they take from us? Yeah? 1 hour a day, as we said. Yes or no? Yeah? 1 hour a day, around that time. And 1 month for the whole year, plus a few days for the Hajj. Agree or not? Yes, these are the listed ibadat. Plus you do the dhikr of Allah Jalla Ala, which may come under what? The second category, which is what? The non-listed ibadat. So the first category is what? Listed ibadat. The second category is what? The non-listed ibadat. Yes, brothers? Sisters? What are the non-listed ibadat? Any action you do in order to what? To please Allah Jalla wa Ala. This is the non-listed ibadah. Any action, any statement, internally or externally, as Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said, that you do in order to what? To please Allah Jalla wa Ala. Clear? So, my dear brothers and sisters, imagine that you want to fast. Yeah, tomorrow is Thursday, you want to fast Thursday. Yeah, and the next week, Muharram is starting. Muharram is the most beloved month to fast. Yeah, after Ramadan. So you want to fast tomorrow. You know that if you do not eat a very heavy meal, you won't be able to fast. Yeah? You and your family, your wife, there you want to fast tomorrow. So what did you do? Your wife told you, listen, we don't have anything in the fridge and we want to fast tomorrow. So can you go buy some dates, some milk, yeah? And maybe some vegetables so I can cook a good meal. So you went using your car, then you found that your car ran out of petrol, you stopped in order to put petrol, yes? And then you were searching for milk, yeah, for dates, for some vegetables, meat. You brought them, you spent 2 hours maybe in doing this. You brought them to your wife. Your wife spent 2 hours in cooking them. Yes? What is the purpose of these 2 hours? The purpose of these 2 hours that you spent, that you might think that you have what? Wasted. Was what? To worship Allah. Yes? Okay. And what was the purpose of these 2 hours that your wife spent? Yeah? Or wasted? Is to what? To cook a meal for you and her in order to fast tomorrow. See, these 2 hours, her 2 hours and your 2 hours are what? Ibadah. Clear? Yes, brothers? Okay. You stopped to put petrol. So you needed money. The money you put in your car, what is the purpose of that money? To be able to drive in order to what? to go for shopping. To do what? To do what? To buy things that help you to fast tomorrow. So the money that you put, yeah, the money that you use to buy the petrol is a sadaqah. Oho. Look at this now. Now the ibadah has a bigger meaning than what we understood in the beginning. Do you agree or not? Do you agree or not? Okay. Now, you need money in order to what? To spend on yourself, in order and spend on your wife, so you do not beg people. Because Allah hates those who beg people. Yeah? While they can earn money. So, you were working hard 6-7 hours a day. In order to what? To earn money. In order to support your wife. Yes? And you want to build a family. In order to bring children who will be worshippers of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Yes? And you want to give some money to your parents. So, this 8 hours you spend to work is considered to be what? Is considered to be what, brothers, sisters? Is considered to be what? Ibadah. Okay. You know that you have to work 8 hours tomorrow. 8 hours tomorrow. So you need to have a good rest. So you need to sleep well in order to wake up tomorrow to do your work. So you slept for 5, 6, 7 hours. Yeah? Your sleep with that intention is what? Is what? Is an act of ibadah with that intention. Is it clear? Brothers, is it clear? Sisters, is it clear? Okay, let us go one step further. Okay. You have a child, and that child, okay, or maybe because many of you are young, you can't imagine this, you have a brother, a young brother, he is a teenager, 15, 16. Or a sister, 15, 16. You notice that your brother started to go a little bit astray. Yeah? So you started to spend time with your brother. You came to your brother. What do you like? He said, I like football. Yeah? Where do you go? He said, I go and just watch football with my friends. So you were worried about him. Yeah? So you started to go with him to play football in order to what? To stop him from mixing with the wrong people and to give him a good alternative. Yes? To give him da'wah. So when you go and play football with him, you are doing what? What are you doing? I'm asking you, brothers. I'm asking you, sisters. When you do that, what are you doing? What are you doing? You are wasting your time with your brother or with your son? Are you wasting your time? No. You are not wasting your time. Yes? Are you following this or not? Yeah? That's why when the Prophet ﷺ saw, when he was sitting with his companions, and they saw a person who was working hard, and they said, Wallahi, we wish if this was fi sabilillah. What was the answer of the Prophet ﷺ? He said, if he's working to suffice himself and not to beg people, this is fi sabilillah. If he's working to support his parents, this is fi sabilillah. So the Prophet ﷺ widened the scope of the word what? Fi sabilillah. Agree? طيب. Okay. Let us expand on this. Let us expand on this. After some time, yeah, after some time, in Oslo, yeah, for example, there were elections to be councillors. You know, to be councillors. Yes? And the previous counselor, whenever we apply to build a masjid, he stops that. Whenever we want halal food, he stops that. Whenever we want a Muslim school, he stops that. Yeah? But you might become the next counselor. What you need to do is lobby, is going to people, is to do some activism. So you started to be politically active in order to what? In order to what? To become a counselor. In order to what? To become a counselor, to do what? To benefit Muslims, to help them building mosques, to help them to open schools. Maybe not that. Maybe there are so many prostitutes in your area. Yeah? So many drugs. But you want to what? Control that when you become a counselor. So now, when you become politically active for that reason, what is this? What is this? It is an act of ibadah. Is it clear? It is what? An act of ibadah. Yes, brothers? Imagine, okay, a country, A country. And that country is full of Muslims. And there are maybe few non-Muslims. And in that country, they said, who wants to become a president? And you put yourself forward to become a president. Because if you become a president, you will what? You will improve the Islamic situation in that country. Are you following? Yes? Now, when you become politically active, and maybe you will put your pictures, and maybe you will say, vote for me, and you will say, I am the best one for you, etc., etc. But you are doing it sincerely for that purpose, which is what? To make that country more Islamic. What is that considered? That is considered to be what? An act of ibadah. So my dear brothers and sisters, we should understand ibadah as it is. It is a comprehensive term that covers everything in our life, as Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said. And once we understand ibadah like this, then every... Alhamdulillah. يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم Once we understand ibadah like this, then everything in our life, if we do it sincerely for the right intention, will become what? Will become ibadah. Yes? The key thing is what? إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ As the Prophet ﷺ said. Actions are judged by intention. So if you have a good intention behind anything you do, behind eating, behind drinking, behind playing with your son, behind taking your family for a holiday, behind becoming politically active, behind lobbying, behind maybe learning how media work, behind maybe meeting with others, yes, to talk about political things, not to talk about Islamic things. All these activities, if you are doing them for the right intention, they become what? They become acts of ibadah. Subhanallah. And now we learn something that is very important, which is what? To become a better worshipper, we should talk about quality and quantity. Sometimes we focus on the quality of what? Of ibadah. Yeah? How to have better khushu', which is something that is very important. But when we talk about the quantity of ibadah, we talk about what? We talk about what? Praying more. Giving more sadaqah, yes, doing more Hajj, etc., which is true, but it is not enough. Because even if we pray 12 rak'ah, yes, a day, and 10 rak'ah plus 3 witr a night for a long time, how long are we going to pray? 5 hours, 6 hours? Still, we have 24 hours. What are we going to do with the 24 hours? And we might not be able to do that every single day. Yes or no? But we normally ignore the quantity of ibadah, the quantity of the non-listed ibadat, to transform all of our normal activities to become what? To become ibadah. Is that clear, brothers and sisters? Yes? And that's why this narrow understanding of ibadah is totally wrong and sometimes what? Damaging. Sometimes what? Damaging. Okay. One of the salaf, طيب, Ibn al-Munkadir, he said, is it Ibn al-Munkadir or someone else? Anyway, one of the early scholars, he said, بِتُّ أَغْمِزُ قَدَمَ أُمِّي وَبَاتَ أَخِي قَائِمًا يُصَلِّي طيب وَمَا ظَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ فَازَ بِالْأَجْرِ أو كما قال. I spend my night doing massage for my mother. And my brother spent his night doing salah. And I think I did more ibadah than him. I think I get more ajr than him. Look at this. How come? Because he understood the ibadah in its reality. His brother understood ibadah in what? In its narrow meaning. Is that clear? Okay. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, when he became the Khalifa, he was involved in Hurub al-Ridda. Then he was involved in dialogues with the Romans. Yeah? Jihad with Romans. Then after Abu Bakr, Umar ibn al-Khattab became the leader. He was involved in arranging the affairs of Muslims, kitabat al-dawawin and improving the road works in al-Madinah, etc. He was doing this, Umar ibn al-Khattab. Was he wasting his time? What was he doing? He was doing ibadah. Same thing with Uthman. Same thing with Ali bin Abi Talib. Same thing even with Al-Hasan. Then same thing with Al-Muawiyah and Yazid, etc. Abdul Aziz. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz was considered as the first reformist in Al-Islam and the fifth caliph, the fifth rightly guided caliph. Why? Did they mention that because he was worshipping Allah Jalla wa'ala day and night? The main reason they mentioned that he was the fifth rightly guided caliph was what? His way of governing the country. His law of governance that he used to implement. His politics. So he became what? And they considered him as one of the Siddiqun, the fifth rightly guided Khalifa, because of what? Because of politics. Wow. Because of politics, not because of his salah. Yes. Hadn't he had salah and ibadah, listed ibadat, he won't be able to run politics correctly. So they work both together. But the point is, ibadah is not limited to what we think of, which is salah, siyam, etc. Anything you do for the sake of Allah Jalla wa Ala is considered to be what? An act of ibadah. Okay. Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. The best of women. What was she known for? Any idea? What was she known for? Huh? Business? Yeah, they always say Khadija is a businesswoman. Sah? No, she was not. Khadija was a businesswoman. Now sisters will protest against me. They say, no, she was a businesswoman. And I say, no, she was not. She was not. Yeah? Huh? Has Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha been traveling here and there and having business meetings and having dinner meetings and meeting with other business men? Has she done that?
She was a boss, administrator.
She was a rich woman, not a business woman. There is a difference between business woman and what? A rich woman. That's why even in Jahiliyyah, she didn't go for a business trip as many sisters want. Yeah, to go for a business trip or to go for a da'wah trip. Yeah, طيب. There is a sister newly married. She said to her husband, yeah, this is a real scenario. She said, I want to go for a da'wah trip for 5 days. Yeah, with a group of sisters. Maybe doing tabligh or gusht or, yeah. طيب. So we said the best da'wah is to stay, to do what Khadija did, رضي الله تعالى عنها. What did Khadija do? رضي الله عنها. What did she do? What was her achievement? Yeah? Not much was mentioned about her ibadah. Her listed ibadat, but much was mentioned about what? How she supported the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Is that true or not? And subhanAllah, Allah Jalla wa Ala wanted to, for this incident to be recorded and in the most authentic book in Sahih al-Bukhari. And Allah Jalla wa Ala wanted al-Bukhari to mention this among the very first few ahadith of his Sahih, which is the incident when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to go to the Hira cave. And then the angel Jibril came down and he was worried, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then he went to his wife, to his beloved supporter. Yeah, his beloved what? Wife and supporter. What did he say? Zammiluni, zammiluni. Cover me, wrap me, wrap me. What did she say? What's wrong with you, Muhammad? You are a man. Come on. SubhanAllah. No, no. What did she say? Ah, she accepted him. She endorsed him. She embraced him. And she said, Wallahi, and subhanAllah, my dear brothers and sisters, Wallahi, this hadith affected me, and when I mention this hadith, I feel excited about it. I feel emotional, very emotional about it. She said to him, Wallahi, la yukhzika Allahu abada. SubhanAllah, these statements, Allah wanted these statements to be recorded and to be said by a woman in order to show the position of a woman in da'wah. What was the position of a woman in da'wah? Is to be the supporter number one for her husband. Many sisters are asking about giving da'wah here and there, and we tell them the immediate da'wah you are not doing, which is what? To give support to your husband. Wow. No, we want to do da'wah. Yes, this is da'wah. This is what Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha did. So she said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will not let you down because you host the guest. Yes, you help the needy people. You give the poor people. You maintain the ties of kinship. So these words supported the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only that, when the Prophet ﷺ once was sitting with Khadija, was sitting with Aisha. Look at this. Look at this romantic incident. The Prophet ﷺ was sitting with Aisha one time. And then he heard what? Footsteps. And then the Prophet ﷺ remembered that these footsteps are like the footsteps of who? Of Khadija. But Khadija passed away. Yeah? Then he said, Kuni Hala. Hala is who? Is the sister of Khadija. Look, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani we can't use some words describing how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used out of respect for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he was so attached to Khadija. He said, Kuni Hala. Yani be Hala, the sister of Khadija. Then Aisha became furious. She became jealous. Oh, you are still remembering that old lady. You remembered her because of her sister's footsteps. This is too much. How come? I am sitting with you. I am your beloved wife. I am the one that you married me and I was not married before. She was married before. She was an old lady. Yeah? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became upset of what she said. He said, Wallahi. Yeah? This lady, Allah Jalla wa Ala gave me what children from her. He did. What did he say about Khadija? Did he say how much she was praying at night? She mentioned her as the mother of his children. This is the first thing. Then he said she supported me. Yes? Financially, by her honor, by her status. Supported me. Yeah? That's why Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha is the best of women or one of the four best women. Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, that was her ibadah. That was her ibadah. When the sister feels that her husband is upset with her, or maybe he is a bit down, yeah, she waits for him when he comes from work. Yeah, get ready, dress properly, clean the children, let them dress properly, cook for him, maybe something that he likes, dress for him something that he likes. When she is doing this to please her husband, she is doing what? She is doing an act of ibadah. See, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to widen our understanding of ibadah. Once we do this, yes, our viewpoint about the whole world will change. Will change. And we will not have a narrow understanding of Islam. That narrow understanding of Islam is causing so much harm for us. Yeah? We neglected so many rights. We neglected so many rights because we believe that it is not a ibadah. Yeah? We neglected the rights of our parents. We neglected the right of our families. We neglected the rights of our husbands. We neglected the rights of our neighbors. We neglected. Many of us think that being involved in politics is dirty because it stops you from doing ibadah. Yeah? Agree or not?
No.
Once Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard about a few people who left Al-Kufa and they stayed outside Al-Kufa. Yes? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud went to them and he said, what are you doing? They said, we are worshipping Allah Jalla wa Ala. He said, what? Worshipping Allah Jalla wa Ala? Here? Yeah? They said, yes. He said, then who is going to enjoin the good and forbid the evil? Who is going to do jihad? He said, by Allah, I will not leave until you leave. So he widened the scope of what? Of ibadah. That just doing, going in that place and doing tasbih, etc., etc., is not just ibadah. Ibadah is wider than that. Yes, ibadah has more things to be involved in it, rather than just the listed ibadah that we have mentioned. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, subhanallah. Even from that perspective, if we understand ibadah in its comprehensive way, and this is very important for us, my dear brothers and sisters. In many cases, we approach Islam, yes, in a very micro way. not macro way. How? Yes? We just focus on single adilla, single ahadith, single ayat. And then we think that, khalas, we have understood Islam. And we neglect understanding Islam as a comprehensive way of life. We neglect looking at the bigger picture of Islam. And as a result of this, we will have what? Wrong understanding of Islam. Wrong understanding of ibadah. Wrong understanding of enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. Wrong. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, that's why I urge all of you, to learn Islam step by step. Yes, step by step. And when you learn something, don't think that you have learned everything about Islam. Yeah? And you judge yourself. Even if you memorize certain ahadith, certain ayat, you judge yourself. How long you been practicing Islam for? Yeah? How long you been practicing Islam for? Okay? And how much you know of Islam? And the conclusions you came up with regarding Islam, unless they are conclusions that the whole Ummah agreed upon, then those conclusions might not be the correct conclusions. Yeah? And that happens to so many of the young brothers when they have a limited understanding of ibadah. Okay, just maybe we need to, okay, stop here. So the conclusion, my dear brothers and sisters, that ibadah is a comprehensive term. And we can say, yeah, please listen to this. This is the summary. We can say that the ibadah is of two types. Listed ibadat. Yes. The listed ibadat are mainly the five pillars of Islam. And the non-listed ibadat, which includes all of our other activities. Okay? When we want to become better worshippers, we should talk about how to improve the quality of our ibadah, but we should also talk about what? How to increase what? The quantity of the ibadah. Yeah? And when we talk about increasing the quantity of the ibadah, we should not focus on what? The listed ibadat. We should focus on what? Everything. Yeah? In order to what? To transform our normal life. Yeah? Our normal life. Our normal activities. Sleeping, working, having fun, activism, etc. To transform it to become what? To become what? To become ibadah. Then our entire life will become what? Ibadah. Then we will be what? We'll be fulfilling what Allah Jalla wa Ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. In fact, we will get one of the highest levels of ibadat, which is what? Which is the level of ihsan. When you worship Allah Jalla wa Ala as you see Allah Jalla wa Ala. How to worship Allah Jalla wa Ala as you see Allah Jalla wa Ala when you are aware of Allah Jalla wa Ala all the time. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار والفلك التي تجري في البحر إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. The ayah of Al Imran. لآيات لأولي الألباب. Who are أولو الألباب? Those who think. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. They think about Allah Jalla wa Ala all the time. When they are walking, when they are going to bed, when they are working, when they are with their families, when they are going to sit down. And they think about the heavens and earth. Oh Allah, you did not create this for nothing. You created it for a purpose. And once we reach to that level, we reach to the level of what? Of the best worshippers of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Jazakum Allahu khaira. Barakallahu feekum. This topic, as I have said, is a huge topic, but maybe this is yani one angle for this topic to be tackled. Yeah. And of course, there are many other angles for this topic to be addressed, but this is one of the yani topics that I was yani I thought about it, and I thought that it is very important to be addressed from. جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم. If you have any question, go ahead, please. Yes. Yes, تفضل.
So, if the basic rule is that we are only created to worship Allah, we are not created to worship, to not worship anything but Allah, so we should fill the day with the non-listening ibadah. What about the actions we do, which is like neutral actions? You don't do it for the sake of Allah. It's just like...
Like what?
Just doing nothing. Playing video game, I don't know.
Huh? Like what?
Playing video games.
Which playing video games.
Duty,
playing video games.
It's just an example.
Well, I just mentioned this.
Huh?
I mentioned this. No? I spoke about it.
Football.
Yeah. Football is football, whether electronic football or physical football.
Yeah, yeah,
this
but
is a new term.
But without the brother that you are giving dawah to.
Huh?
What if there is no brother or son?
If there are no brothers, there are sisters. What?
My point.
I got your point.
Yeah, but
the brother is saying, what about if we are required to fill all of our time with ibadah? What about the time that we stay idle without doing anything? Or we do think, what he wanted to say is, we do things without good intention. This is your question. We do things for no intention. Yeah? Brother, why are you walking there? I don't know. I'm not just walking. طيب. Yeah? Or just having, okay, things that has no meaning, which we do a lot. Yes, that is a wasted time. That is a wasted time. And that is the difference between what? Yeah? قال كانوا يحبون أن يكون لهم نية في كل شيء. They used to like to have a right intention behind everything. And that is the struggle. Otherwise, we will all be of the highest level of Jannah.
Yeah?
Okay. Are you going to be punished or not? This is something else. But the issue is, that will be a wasted time. But what is the solution for that, my dear brothers and sisters? Are you following the question?
Yes.
He has a very important question, the brother. Yeah? What are you going to do? What is the solution for that? The solution for that, my dear brothers and sisters, is think of Allah all the time. Think of Allah all the time. When you think of Allah all the time, then, subhanAllah, when you go to bed and you are thinking about Allah, then you will ask yourself a question. I'm going to bed. Why? What has this to do to please Allah? When you are going to take your family for a holiday, yeah, you go to Turkey, مثلا, as Brother Fahad did. Okay. طيب.
Exposing, huh?
لا, exposing is a negative word. يعني maybe setting a model, a role model for others. Okay? Just for fun. Yes, even for fun. Why? Why? Ask yourself why. If you think about Allah, you will ask yourself why. Well, to be honest with you, I felt that maybe my children, they need some time with me. Yeah? because I'm not spending time with them and this is not good for their upbringing. Or my wife, I neglected her for some time, being busy in da'wah, etc. I need to give her some time. Or I want to do something, okay, for my mother. Something like this. Yes, brothers? With that understanding, then everything, yes, with once you think of Allah Jalla wa Ala all the time, that will help you to what? To transform many of the activities that you do, to transform them to become what? Ibadah. Is this clear? And طبعاً, that is not easy. Because it means that you have what? Transform your 24 hours for what? To become ibadah. Yeah? So while you are sleeping, the malaika are writing for you good deeds. This is so great. Or you are playing with your children, or you are playing with brothers, or okay, or sisters. Your sisters, yani, not sisters in Islam, your sisters. Okay. طيب. You are just enjoying your time. You are enjoying your time, and the malaika, the angels are writing for you what? Good deeds, good deeds, good deeds, good deeds. This is so great, and this is the beauty of Islam, but it is not easy. Okay, any other question? Yes, sir.
Sheikh, do you mean list of ibadat, wajibat, and list of ibadat
and nawafil? No. Okay, the question is, do you mean, when you mentioned listed ibadat, do you mean the wajibat, and the non-listed ibadat are the nawafil? No. No, I didn't mean this. The listed ibadat are what, brothers? The five pillars and what is linked to them. So the salah, whether fard or nafil. It is a listed ibadah. You cannot just say, let me just pray, yeah, salah, nafil salah, with ruku', no sujood. Can you do this? No, it is listed. It is a nafil, but listed. Clear? It was mentioned to us how to perform the salah. You cannot invent a new salah. Yeah? Yes?
Are you allowed to, for example, you have friends that participate in, you go to watch a football match, for example.
Yeah.
And they're drinking beer, some of them, and some of them not drinking. Are you allowed to be with them or not?
With those who drink beers?
No, not with them. With them, but with those that are not drinking, but they are with the ones they are drinking, maybe. For example.
Allah yahdik. We are confused about who is drinking beer.
Some Muslim friends, for example, they go with some kafirs.
Yes.
But then, if you don't go with them, they will always go with them. If you don't give them.
Yeah, so the brother is asking, yeah, a specific scenario. He said, if there are some friends, some Muslim, yeah, if you don't mix with them, they will spend their time with the wrong people. Yeah? Is it good to mix with them? Well, in general speaking, yes. If you are doing it with the purpose of what? With the purpose of what? Of da'wah. Not just you want to waste your time, or you want them to influence you, or to teach you how to drink beer. Yeah? With the purpose of you influence them positively. Yeah. Questions? Sisters, how are they going to ask questions? Yeah, if you want to. Now they use technology, Akhil. Let them WhatsApp you or something. Allah yahdik. Old. No one has pen and paper these days.
Yes, the brother.
Look, who has a pen now?
The brother here.
Very few. Most of the brothers, they don't have
they can send
pen and paper.
No, I don't have battery.
Oh, now, Everyone is promoting his Facebook now. MashaAllah. And when you send a question, don't forget to make likes, yeah? طيب. Whatever you feel comfortable with. Yes.
You mentioned something about focusing on ibadah from a micro perspective compared to the macro perspective.
Yes.
So if someone chooses like specific things which they consider ibadah, and just focus about them, is that a problem? Like they're only like talking about according to these specific things.
Yeah.
They are forgetting the rest of it.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. This is an excellent question. Yeah, this is an excellent question. Brother Zishanullah Qurayshi, yeah, he is asking the following question. He is saying that is it wrong to focus on specific ibadat, yeah, and to ignore everything else? There are two cases. Is the question clear?
No.
Brothers, is the question clear? Now, there are two scenarios. For example, the Salaf said, يعني, a statement that means that Allah Jalla wa'ala يفتح لعباده, okay, أبوابا في الخير. Allah Jalla wa'ala gives some people more opportunities in certain ibadah. So you find a person who likes to fast a lot. You find another person who is weak to fast, but he gives a lot of sadaqah. Or he makes prayer at night. Yeah? That is not a problem at all. But it becomes a problem when it becomes what? When you say that fasting is the most important thing, don't do salah. Yeah? Don't pray at night. Or when you pray at night, and there is a person who doesn't pray at night, but he fasts a lot. You look down at him because he's not doing what you are doing. That is a problem. And that is a huge problem. Why? Nowadays, unfortunately, yeah, you will find people who will say, some people who are attributed to knowledge, they will say, listen, ask me about, مثلاً fiqh or aqeedah. Don't ask me about politics because I don't understand politics. I don't care about politics. Yeah? If he says that he has a limited ability and he doesn't understand politics, that's fine. Can be acceptable, not even the best thing. But if he says, and don't put attention to politics because politics is dirty, don't even bother about politics, then he made a mistake. Yes? Because he's what? Yeah? He is what? Leaving, as our Sheikh Abdullah Shanqiti recently, we were in Medina, and a person came to him from Algeria anyway, and he said to him, Sheikh, we want you to visit us in Algeria. He said, inshallah, inshallah. And he said, Sheikh, we يعني, focus on ilm. We have nothing to do with politics. Yeah? We want ilm only. So the Sheikh was a bit annoyed. And he said, but politics is part of ilm. Politics is part of Islam. Yeah? حكم بما أنزل الله is part of عقيدة. Agree? Ruling by the law of Allah Jalla Ala is what? Is part of our aqeedah. So you can't say that politics is not part of Islam. This is secularism. So the Sheikh said, no. And he said, when we left politics for those who do not fear Allah Jalla Ala, what happened? What happened? Yeah? Some people who do not fear Allah Jalla Ala became in charge of us, and they what? They were running things away from Islam. Is that clear? Okay. So, as one of the brothers said yesterday, I was in fact speaking to him, I said, this is now a new form of secularism, where some people يعني speakers or some people of knowledge, they are proud to say, well, ask me about fiqh and aqidah, I can answer, but I don't know anything about politics, I'm not worried about it, I'm not concerned about it. So one of the brothers, he said, yes. So I said, يعني, is he proud to say this? Yeah? Is he proud to say this? So the brother, he said, he's proud of his ignorance. Which is true. Are you proud of your ignorance? Even if you say, well, I don't know anything about politics, but don't present it as if you are proud of that. Well, say, unfortunately, I haven't studied that. I'm not involved in that. Unfortunately, I don't know how it runs. Yeah? But not to what? To discourage people from doing that. This is like, yes, I'm fasting. You are not fasting, but you are praying. Oh, come on, fasting is the most important thing. Yeah? La, la, la. You say, oh, subhanAllah, I wish if I can pray at night. I wish if I can give sadaqah. I wish if I can fast more. I wish if I know how politics run. I wish if I learn it. I wish if I know the economical system. I wish if I know about social life more, and so on. طيب. Any question? Fadda.
Just to follow up. Sometimes we see some people, they focus too much on certain aspects, such as, for example, reputation of other people.
Mm. Yeah.
And they build their whole deen on this, and they say that this is the manhaj of the salaf.
Yeah. Yeah, the question is, some people sometimes are focusing too much on refuting others. Yeah? And they claim that this is manhaj of salaf. See, I remember that I read a similar question to our Sheikh Ibn Jibreen, rahimahullah ta'ala. Yeah? And Sheikh Ibn Jibreen, at that time, this issue of this is Salafi, this is not Salafi, this is يعني manhaj of salaf, etc. So the Sheikh became a bit agitated. And he said, we all wish to be from a Salaf al-Salih. He said, to be from a Salaf al-Salih is not by refuting this and that. It's by your akhlaq. It's by your ibadah. Yes? By the way how to deal with others, etc., etc., etc. We have limited the understanding of a Salaf, my dear brothers and sisters, to a very, very narrow perspective. And then we said that this is a Salaf. Okay, if I say to you, most of a Salaf were politicians. Will you agree on this or not? Yeah. Or if I say to you, the best of a Salaf, they were politicians. Abu Bakr was the best of them. Sah? Was he a politician or not? Was he a politician or not?
Yes, of course.
Yes or no?
Of course, yes.
Umar ibn al-Khattab? Yes or no? Uthman? Radiallahu anhu? Ali bin Abi Talib? Radiallahu anhu? They were the best of a Salaf. Agree or not? They were politicians. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you just want to take one side and you claim that this is the manhaj of a Salaf, okay, this is completely wrong, my dear brothers and sisters. طيب. And as I told you, please, you are young. Yeah? Be careful of this micro thinking or micro understanding of Islam. What is the micro understanding of Islam? طيب. You just take single, isolated ahadith from here and there. Yeah? And you just understand them in isolation of the rest of the ahadith and the ayat that talk about Islam. Yeah? For example, if someone, and this is, by the way, this is the mubtadi'a way. This is the bid'a way. For example, the irja' people, you know the irja', the bid'a of irja', that considers what? actions are not part of iman. They focused on what? The ahadith that talk about what? The mercy of Allah. Yeah? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Muslim said, whoever says la ilaha illallah, Allah will protect him from fire of hell. Khalas. This is the only hadith that they remember. Is that correct? The hadith is correct. No one can say the hadith is not wrong. Then one of those brothers, okay, or the murji'a will challenge you. What do you say about the hadith? Is it wrong? Oh, no, no. This blackmailing. No, no, the hadith is correct. Khalas, if the hadith is authentic, you should what? Endorse it as your madhab. Agree? Full stop. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you say la ilaha illallah, you will be protected from the fire of hell. Full stop. Khalas. Come on, akhi. But there are many other hadith. I don't care. Subhanallah. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Do you believe in part of the book and you leave the others? No. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً. Enter in Islam in its totality. Yes? So this manhaj is the manhaj of the Mubtadi'ah. The Khawarij, during the time of Ibn Abbas, when Ibn Abbas went to have a dialogue with them, he said, what's wrong with you? They said, Muawiyah, Ali ibn Abi Talib left al-Islam. Why? He said, حكم الرجال في دين الله. How come حكم الرجال في دين الله? يعني he made the men, طيب, judges on the deen of Allah. Subhanallah, how come? So they brought a dalil that, look, he accepted the tahkim. He said, come on guys, come on, just wake up. طيب, Allah Jalla wa Ala, said in the Quran, يَحْكُمُ بِهِ ذَوَ عَدْلٍ مِّنْكُمْ. So he allowed men to judge. You cannot say that Ali ibn Abi Talib did this. Clear? But when they focus on one thing and leave the rest, right, then it is becoming a big problem. For example, now many brothers are focusing on some people who made mistakes or who fell in bid'ahs. Yeah? We need to boycott them. We don't need even to give them salam. Yes? Okay. But they forgot that these people are still what? Are still Muslims. Agree or not? Yeah? Which is more stronger side? That they are Muslims or they are Mubtadi'? Muslims, because it is confirmed. Mubtadi', this is according to your viewpoint. Maybe according to others, they are not Mubtadi'. Agree or not? Yeah? But it is confirmed that they are Muslims. The Prophet ﷺ said, by Allah, you will not get into Jannah until what? You believe. And you will not believe until you what? Love each other. And you will not love each other until you what? Until you what? Give salam to each other. صح؟ He is mubtadi', he is misguided, guided, righteous, not righteous. Yes, with beard, with no beard. Okay. Praise like this, praise like this, whatever. He is what? He is Muslim, testifies there is no God but Allah. Yes, and Muhammad is his final messenger. Give him salam. Give him what?
Salam.
Al-Muslimu, akhu al-Muslim. Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah jalla ala says, huwa sammakum al-Muslimina min qablu wa fi hada. He called you Muslims. Yes? Salafi, khalafi, hanafi, talafi, malafi, kullu Muslims. Kullu Muslims. Agree or not? No, I'm talking seriously. Yeah? They are Muslims. Al-Muslimu is the brother of Muslim. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. If he said, you have just taken one hadith, I say, yes, all of the hadith are talking about this. مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادُّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطِفِهِمْ كَمَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ. Yeah? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. All the ayat and the hadith confirm this conclusion. Yes? طيب. And moreover, طيب, we forgot that When we do something, we need to think of the consequences of it. And this is a very important rule. طيب. For example, my neighbor, he is miskeen. Or he is not miskeen. Yeah. He is mubtada, according to my viewpoint. Yeah. I pass by him. Just turn my face. Yeah. طيب. I forgot about the rights of neighborhood. I forgot about the rights of Muslims. I forgot about the unity of Muslims. I forgot about everything. Not only that, then next time I saw him and I said, listen, I want to give you an advice. Yeah? Listen, I want to give you an advice because it looks that you are a mubtada. طيب. And you have to pray like this. You have to believe in like this. Otherwise, you are mubtada. And the mubtada are worse than dogs. What is he going to do? He will say, Jazakallah khair. Wallahi, this is a very good advice. Is he going to do this? Is he going to do this? Come on. Yeah? طيب. All the scholars said, when you boycott someone, boycott him for the maslaha. If there is no maslaha, don't boycott him. Yeah? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث. It is not allowed. This is a قطعي hadith. It is not allowed for a Muslim to boycott a Muslim more than 3 days. Even with the 3 days, within the 3 days, as many scholars said, it should be according to the maslaha. If there is no maslaha, someone, he doesn't know why you don't give him salam. Yeah? Someone, he doesn't know. طيب. How is he going to improve? He's not going to improve. He's not going to fix himself. So we have to be very careful. As I always say, and this is, by the way, يعني Brother Farid, Fahad, يعني told me to... reminded me of something very important. This is what we teach in a Sabil. Yeah? Okay? The Sabil program is a program that meant to make people better worshippers. In fact, we aim in this program to produce Siddiqeen, to develop the brothers and sisters, yeah? To become Siddiqeen. Because the Siddiqoon are the second best people in Jannah. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. And that program aims to develop brothers and sisters from every single angle. From iman perspective. From doing good deeds perspective. From giving da'wah perspective. From akhlaq perspective. From ilm perspective. From working as a team perspective, from improving their personal skills perspective. It is a total development program. Yes? And we teach people critical thinking. Yeah? Not just to, they read a statement, yeah? They take it on a face value, okay? Without thinking about its meaning. Without thinking about its illah. Yeah? No, critical thinking. And that what the Quran teaches us. Yeah? Especially when we talk to others. Allah Jalla wa Ala told us about Ibrahim. طيب وكذلك نري إبراهيم ملكوت السماوات والأرض وليكون من الموقنين فلما جن عليه الليل رأى كوكبا قال هذا ربي فلما أفل قال لا أحب الآفلين. When the night came, Ibrahim saw there is a star. He said, the people are listening. He wants to teach them what? Critical thinking. You said that this, this is my Lord. Oh, come on, it disappeared. How come my Lord disappears? Impossible. So now they are listening. Yeah? Then, فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. He saw the moon. He said, no, this must be my Lord. Yeah? فَلَمَّا عَفَلَ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا قَالَ لَئِنْ لَمْ يَهْدِينِي رَبِّي لَكُنَّنَّ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. If Allah doesn't guide me, see, He's sending messages. If Allah doesn't guide me, I will be what? Misguided. Yeah? Then he saw the sun. He said, Khalas, this is my Lord. Yeah? Then it disappeared. He said, wake up, guys, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Inni bari'un mimma tushrikun. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal arda hanifa wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen. Wake up. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَى قَوْمِهِ. الشنقيطي رحمه الله says, وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا, this hujjah that Allah Jalla wa Ala has given Ibrahim, the evidence that he has given Ibrahim is the ability to what? To debate with his people in this rational way. The rationality that Allah Jalla wa Ala has given to Ibrahim. This is part of the critical thinking. We take things just on a face value. Our Shaykh Ibn Baz one time, yeah, we were studying with him Bulugh al-Maram. And we came to the mas'ala that is it allowed to pray janazah if the janazah is absent? Yeah, salat al-ghaib. Yeah? Like a person died in somewhere else, and you pray janazah on him here. Yeah? Do you do that or not? Like when Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala himself died, some people want to pray janazah in London, in other places. Salatul Ghaib. So our Shaykh, Ibn Baz rahimahullah, he used to believe that you can. You can. So I said to him, Shaykh, but يعني, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed janazah on An-Najashi. And An-Najashi was what? He died where? In Al-Habasha, in Abyssinia. Yeah? So I said to him, Sheikh, but when An-Najashi died, no one prayed on him. So that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed on a person that no one prayed on him. What did Sheikh Ibn Baz say? Wallahi, I remember that. He said, لا يعقل أن ملك يسلم ما يسلم من رعيته أحد ولا يصلي عليه أحد. Yeah? If anyone were to say this statement other than Ibn Baz, maybe we'll say, what? You use aql? Sheikh Ibn Baz, he said, is not rational. Yeah? It is not imaginable that a king becomes Muslim and no one from his people becomes Muslim and no one offers janazah prayer on him. He says this is against aql. Look. So he used what? Critical thinking. Yes, when Imam Ahmad, they told him, listen, the Prophet ﷺ said, yeah, إِذَا قُدِّمَ الْعَشَاءَ فَابْدَوْا بِالْعَشَاءِ قَبْلَ الْعَشَاءَ. When the food comes, start with the food and before the prayer. He said, no, astaghfirullah, you reject the hadith. Imam Ahmad rejects the hadith. La, he did not reject the hadith. What did he? He rejected what? Your understanding and application of the hadith. He said what? He said, that hadith is talking about the Sahaba at that time when they were hungry. They did not find food. Yeah, so when they find food miskeen, يعني, they will not be able to pray because they haven't eaten for days. Agree? But as for our time, food is available. You are eating day and night. Are you telling me to delay the salah because of the food? See, this is again the meaning of the hadith and the application of the hadith. طيب. Many of our brothers and sisters, they don't know this. خلاص, what is the dalil? Full stop. We teach people what does dalil mean. Critical thinking. I remember a brother, he came to me, yeah, and he said to me, Sheikh, what is the dalil that you, and when you are in the masjid, you don't read Quran loudly? I said, what do you mean? He said, the brother was reading loudly, and I was praying next to him, and then I said to him after that, Akhi, wallahi, I could not pray because you were reading loudly. Yeah, so read, okay, quietly, so I can concentrate in my salah. Then that brother, he told him, what is the delil? I said, wallahi, if it is allowed to go and maybe, yani, I don't want to say, but beat him up, then maybe he deserves to be beaten up. He's disturbing you, yahi. He's disturbing others. Do you need a text that says, don't disturb others if you are praying? And maybe he will say, yeah, but that is not applied here. So you need a text that says, don't disturb others if you are praying in a masjid in London. In order to say that this is a dalil. No. We teach people how to understand Islam. Yeah? With the critical thinking, in order for them to become, inshallah, real da'is, real leaders, real influential people. Yeah? That is Sabeel. Maybe Brother Fahd can talk more about it, just because we want to, okay, need to stop because of salah.
7 minutes to Maghrib, inshallah, take some
time. Okay. If both man and wife works and have enough to provide for the family and more, should the wife be home and raise the children, even they get what is better, even they get less what is better for her? Yes, well, to be honest with you, I do agree if the sister means this. I encourage sisters, yeah, wives, to look after, to put attention to their main job first, to give it the highest priority, and then after that, to move to other jobs. Yeah? Okay? We have to prioritize things. The priority for the wife is her kingdom. She is the queen of the kingdom. She is not the queen, okay, in somewhere else. She's the queen in her house. Agree or not?
No.
Outside her house, she's not a queen. Agree or not?
No.
Yeah? She's maybe what? A laborer. But in her house, she is what? A queen. So will she leave her kingdom, where she is a queen, to be just a laborer or anything else, not to be appreciated, not to be looked after, or maybe humiliated, or maybe abused, or sexually harassed, or... That is the first priority for sisters. And let alone that, okay, she will get the reward in the dunya and in the akhirah, the barakah, okay, for her children in the dunya and the akhirah. Yeah? طيب. The second thing, as a woman, you said that she should be one of the supporters of her husband, but could another ibadah for a woman be that she works in certain fields that would help Muslims, Muslim women and Muslims in general, in the social, in the society, or should she rather focus on the family, home, and being a good wife? Yeah, I answered this question. Yeah, the first priority is for your kingdom. You are a queen at your kingdom. That is your first priority. If you have time, and maybe if the environment allows you, okay, in a decent way, you can then do other things. How can a Muslim woman do da'wah or do something positive in the society without being married? Yeah, this is a good question. First of all, my dear sisters, marriage is a priority for all of you. Yeah, marriage is a priority. When you find a reasonable proposal, then go for it. Don't expect brothers to be like the angels. Yeah? Because you yourself is not an angel. طيب. Don't expect brothers to act like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq or Umar ibn al-Khattab or let alone the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, no, no. This is real life. Life has problems. If you receive a reasonable proposal, I strongly advise you to go for it. Yeah? Now, if it happened that you could not get married, then you have a father to support. You have a brother to support. طيب. Support them. If you have time, yeah, then you can do some other da'wah activities, provided that you do it in the right environment. Yeah? Not in an environment that exposes you to fitna, exposes you to yani some haram things. Yeah, okay. That's it. Any other question? Or shall we stop just to get ready for salah?
1 minute.
Huh? Khalas. طيب جزاكم الله خيرا brothers and sisters, may Allah جل وعلا accept it from all. ما شاء الله, it was والله يعني good to see all of you. May Allah جل وعلا protect you. May Allah جل وعلا say amin, your brothers and sisters. May Allah جل وعلا gather us together in Jannah. إخوانا على سرور متقابلين لا يمسنا فيها نصب. May Allah جل وعلا accept it from us. May Allah جل وعلا make us among those who love each other for his sake. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah jalla wa ala says al-mutahabbuna fi jalali ala manabir min nur yawm al-qiyamah. May Allah jalla wa ala make us among those. Say ameen, ameen, ameen. Make dua always, my dear brothers and sisters. Yeah, it was the habit of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the habit of Nuh alayhi salam, the habit of other righteous people to make dua for their brothers and sisters in general. Salaamu alaykum. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله.